Hello, I am Quentin McCall, and welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. Today's topic is, do I have a business idea? Now, I know many of you out there has always thought about starting a business. I'm just going to give you a brief synopsis and a brief breakdown of how you really need to approach this endeavor. Now, the first thing you need to figure out is, how much money is it going to take to start your business? Most businesses in America are started with less than $5,000, so don't get all caught up in the financial aspects of it. You don't need a whole bunch of money to start a business in most cases, so don't feel like you do. Of course, yeah, sure, business out there, you might need 30, 40, 50, 100, 200, half a million dollars to get started, but most of you won't need that much to start a business. You probably get it off the ground with less than 2,000, most of you. It's all about how you plan, think, actualize, and implement that which you have in your heart and the idea. Brian Tracy, who is a life coach and business consultant, he's always upset that in his consulting that all of us have 3 to 4 ideas a year. It's a lot of ideas over a long period of time that can make each of us a millionaire. The problem is that most people don't implement their ideas. They just sit on them. They let them feather. They don't really do anything with them. So take your idea and you have to continue to implement it. And once you figure out the money aspect of it, you have a sound and simple business plan. Matter of fact, I might even, at some point soon in one of my newsletter updates, I might add a little business plan worksheet, a very simple one, because you don't need all those complicated business worksheets. You don't need all that. That's unnecessary. You just need a simple, basic business plan and a worksheet to start putting the nuts and bolts together on your idea. And then you got to determine your business tax structure. And that's going to vary. Me personally, in the businesses that I own, everything's LLC. But that just works for me and my wealth building goes. But I do highly recommend LLCs if it fits you. You also have a sole proprietorship. You can operate on a partnership. You can operate on what's called a S-Corp. You can have a C-Corp. And you can have a limited partnership. Now, what you typically have to understand is that don't let fear stop you from implementing your ideas. Whatever the business idea is it a commercial cleaning company? Is it a home cleaning company? Power washing? Window cleaning? Car dealership? Whatever it may be. Law firm, doctor's office, whatever you want to start, whatever your business idea, whatever fits within your passion, just make sure you have a plan and you plan out the financials. You figure out at what point you think you will turn a profit. And that's how much money you need to save to cover yourself in between that time. That is called a capital startup cost. Now, once you have determined the money you need to have saved, you need to start getting involved. Don't sit back on your idea. Start working the plan and getting your life in a situation where you can actually start working, start the business. Maybe you can start doing it on the side, doing it part-time. Maybe you can get a job working a business similar to what you're trying to start, which would be a wonderful idea. Go out and meet people that are doing, just doing what you're doing, who has a business similar to what you want to own. Work for them. Volunteer your time for free. Take them to lunch, pick their brain, and learn from other people who is operating a business that you want to start. That's exactly what I did. You always want to surround yourself with positive people that you can trust and that can be a great influence on your life. I've always said that if you're the smartest person in your group, you really do need to look at some new friends. The Bible tells us it's iron sharpeneth iron. So you need some iron sharpeners in your life at all times. People are going to help sharpen you, help motivate you, and help push you towards your, help you implement your ideas. You don't want people cutting you down. They're running you down. And in a lot of cases, our families and friends are the worst at doing that. I've had friends turn their back on me numerous amount of times. So don't worry about that. The Bible says that Jesus said that I should give you new friends. So you just focus on the people who stay in your life. Don't worry about the ones who leave. Because if they left, that means they wasn't supposed to be a part of your future. So don't worry about them. And continue to focus on the things that God has called for your life and continue to be a blessing. Because I know some multimillionaires out there now listening to this. You have some wonderful ideas. You have the talent. You have the purpose. You have the vision. God has given you everything that you need to be successful. You just have to take these ideas and start to implement them. I'm going to offer a telecourse in the future on business startup. And if you're really interested in that, so just shoot an email to Quentin@QuentinMcCall.com. And we'll be forwarding you new information as that come available. If you have any questions about a business, you can email those questions to askq@QuentinMcCall.com and possibly answer those questions on an upcoming podcast show that will be released here very soon. So I'm very passionate about business. I love entrepreneurship. I want to do everything I can to help empower people to become business owners. So if any questions, any further details on this matter, feel free to email me. Have a wonderful day. Know that God loves you.